Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
The Bastards of Boston Baseball Podcast.
Back to Folk. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champion. Game over, series over, and the Red Sox are world champs again.
Yes, indeed. Here it comes. Another edition of the Bastards of Boston Baseball.
Welcome to tonight's episode of the Bastards of Boston Baseball. You can find us on Twitter at Bastards_Boston. The update is we just got swept by the Angels for different reasons. Each game was extremely embarrassing. I am too ashamed to say that I am still a Red Sox fan. How are you guys doing tonight, and what's your opening thought?
I hate Terry? This team.
Well, let's let Chris go on with it.
Yeah, I mean, I really do hate this team, but I'm almost thankful because they're opening up my summer pretty quickly as far as from a scheduling standpoint. But no, super frustrated. I mean, to your point, we lost every which way we could have in this series, and I'm at a loss. I can't wait to hear Terry's perspective at this point.
So the dysfunction is like at its pinnacle right now. We're seeing it all unfold in a very unprecedented way. You know, the snowball started. It was really small when Dombrowski got fired. Then it got bigger and bigger each year. And then Bloom got fired, and we thought that was the end of it, and we're going back to winning, and we're going to get someone awesome, and then we get Breslow, and the snowball just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And here we are, and I don't know what they do. I don't know how Breslow can, you know, address the media each week. I think it's tomorrow, Thursday. Tomorrow might be his day on WEI. I forget if that's still the day this year, but... Again, it's unprecedented. I don't know what the payroll is. The payroll before the Devers trade was as big as it had been since 2018. And it's just a team that can't get out of its own way. It can't break the old narratives of the past. And I think we're the laughing stock, and we need to, I mean, if we're going to make moves right now, if we're going to take their statements after the Devers trade at face value, and we're not waving the white flag, and we're going to make some moves to continue towards the postseason, you need to make moves right now. And part of me kind of feels like all 29 other teams are enjoying the shit show. And they love the fact that Boston is burning right now, and they're here for it. I don't think anybody wants to help the Boston Red Sox.
I mean, that was going to be part of my take, is if you are going to stand behind that we're trying to win in 2025. You're not going to wait for the deadline. There's holes that need to be plugged now. For those of you that don't know, Cutter Crawford is being shut down for the year. So he's not coming back. Fitz was okay today. Gave up the two home runs back-to-back in the fourth. You know, since his injury, he just hasn't been right. But go package younger players. There's value. The password is creating value for himself. If you don't feel like Campbell is going to be back to what you think he's going to be, then, you know, see what value he has as a young player under team control. There's no reason why you can't go make moves now. They won't. And we're spiraling. The way we're playing right now is it's not sustainable. There's nobody that's going to save this team. Bregman coming back is not going to save this team. You know, the starting pitching that was so good for two times through the rotation is going back to, you know, average at best. They're averaging less than three runs a game right now. You can't win. We're back to making every mistake we can't complained about before they went on that run that culminated in the Yankees series. It's all coming back. It's extremely frustrating. The timing of the Devers trade just looks even worse now after they've taken the tailspin on the West Coast. So I will tell you this. I was sitting at a red light today, and my thought was, I hate being a fan of this team. I'm so frustrated with having to care as much as I do. I want off the shit show. Not supposed to swear. I want off the bleep show, and I'm not allowed. I'm hooked. I'm going to watch the next game. For anybody that's saying they're not going to.
Chris?
Yeah, so talk about 2 points you guys made. So, Terry, you said no one wants to help the Red Sox. It starts with the Red Sox wanting to help the Red Sox, and we don't even know how to help ourselves at this point. We don't do anything right. And, you know, to kind of piggyback on the point that you made, Jeremy, like trading these kids, trust me, I'm like the biggest proponent of trading these kids at this point. The problem is like, I don't know how much value they have. And even if they did have value somewhere, do I even have the confidence we can execute a trade? None of them are more valuable than Devers. And I'm probably the only guy on this team that is like, all right, I think that overall long-term is probably the best thing for the team is trading Devers. We couldn't even execute that. We couldn't execute a Mookie Betts trade. How the heck are we going to sell these kids and get the value that we should if we were another team? Any other team in the league has these three prospects and then including the password on top of it. They're getting things in return. They're bolstering their team, and it's not just with rentals. Maybe in some cases there's rentals, and if it is, it's rentals that are going to win a World Series or get them damn close. And if not, it's going to be game-changing, franchise-altering players that are going to set them up for the next 5 to 10 years. Us, we can't even get people that are adequate in AAA at this point. It's an absolute bleep show.
Just look at the product for a second. We're hardcore fans. We know the roster inside and out for the most part. I mean, I don't think any of us knew who Nick Eaton was until a couple weeks ago, and he played third base over the weekend, or as recently as yesterday, actually. But just look at it from the casual fans' standpoint here. They don't really know who Romy Gonzalez is. They don't know who Abraham Toro is. They're probably just getting familiar with the big three, but they don't understand the hype like we do. Like, this team, this product isn't watchable. It's not sellable, and it's not believable. And John Henry got on an airplane to go to Cincinnati to confront his star player because that was an emergency. I did mean Kansas City. What did I say?
Cincinnati.
Oh, okay. Well, they all run together. They're flyover states. But yeah, so he went halfway across the country. what he really needs to do is just get an Uber, which is much cheaper, and go to the Red Sox front office and then start laying the smack down. Like, that's the bigger crisis right now, and it has been a crisis for quite some time. And when Breslow was hired, I liked him better than a few candidates. I didn't want Gabe Kapler to be the chief baseball officer. I didn't want Neil Huntington, the guy who got fleeced on the Glasnow Austin Meadows trade for Chris Archer, who was completely cooked at that time. He was a finalist. I didn't want him. And, you know, there might have been one or two others. So when it ended up being Breslow, I'm like, well, it's either going to be brilliant or it's going to be the worst thing ever. And I called it a science project at the time. And it is a failed science project. I don't know how he's going to fix this. I don't think he can fix this. He's not likable in his own front office. He doesn't make smart decisions. Like, there should have been a corresponding move with the Devers trade. Maybe it should have been a three-team trade. So, you know, an example of that was, and we're getting into borderline ancient history now, but if you go back to the 2013 trade deadline, we got Jake Peavy from the White Sox, but in order to get him, we had to send Jose Iglesias to the Tigers, and then the White Sox got some prospects from the Tigers, something like that. There should have been a move. Manny Ramirez, actually, that was a three-team trade, and we got Jason Bay. So we instantly got a player that could be an impact guy. And, you know, you don't see a ton of three-team trades anymore. I know we did with the Benintendi deal, but that was a much smaller scale for a player who didn't have a ton of value at the time. But it's just, this isn't a smart front office. And I don't know. The season's still pretty young. You know, we're about at the halfway point, and they've got a lot of spinning to do for the rest of the year, and it's not going to be a narrative that they can control.
Well, Terry, going back to the start of your take there, John Henry is happy with what the front office is doing. They're doing exactly what they want. Get under the tax threshold, save him the balance of the 310 on the Devers deal, put enough talent on the field that says they're underperforming, but we've done everything we can. We've spent to the cap or close to it. I don't think John Henry is upset with the way the season is going. They're 500. People are going to the ballpark. They're being talked about on local radio. You know, I mean, he's making his money. He doesn't care. And what they're going to do here is they're going to continue to hire the next scapegoat. I mean, president of baseball operations. And when it fails after year three, they're going to scapegoat the GM again, and they'll just roll the next wet blanket in here. And when it doesn't change, it's just going to keep rolling over. They're going to try different players. They're never going to spend, you know, you can't use the Dodgers, but they're not going to spend like San Diego. They're not going to spend like they did in the 2010s. So that to hope for that, it's not what we're going to get, because I truly believe this. John Henry finds the season successful from a fiscal standpoint. It's all he cares about.
Yeah. I don't, until we hit him in his pockets, which we're not gonna, because people are still gonna show up to the ballpark. I'd love if people didn't at some point, but it's just not gonna happen. It's not even a realistic thought. But I don't know how to get John Henry's attention at this point, because I agree with you. I don't think he cares. He cares about money. I think he cares about making money. But with the condition that this team's in, I would like to think that he's smart enough to think that at some point there's going to be some sort of impact with having this poor of a product, but it's been poor enough for long enough. What is Theo Epstein's role in our organization? Does anyone know? Like, what's the title?
He's helping manage the entire thing.
He's a part owner. Yeah, he's managing the portfolios in a smaller role.
The Penguins, the Roush Fenway, whatever, Racing, the soccer team in Europe. He has oversight over all the assets.
To me, that's absolutely insane. I mean,
can't believe I just said assets.
It's insane. How is his main focus not the Red Sox? Like, even if it's that high level of a position, like, John Henry needs to just turn it over to him or sell the team at this point. Which
he's not going
to
sell the team.
But he can go to Theo and be like, I need your help.
Is Theo that into baseball right now, or is he focused on the business aspect of running a hockey team, a soccer club, you know, all the things that he's doing? I don't think he's watching Twins baseball, Pirates baseball, Royals baseball. I don't think he's doing that. I don't think he's got the ear of the scouts. How is he running an operation as big as that whole thing is and watching that level of baseball? And obviously you can't watch all the games. You got to rely on the scouts. Like, is he talking with the scouts? I haven't heard anything like that.
Well, the irony is that the portfolio that they have, with the exception of Liverpool, all those teams are pretty much in the same boat. Pittsburgh Penguins were once great, not great anymore. Aging stars, phasing out. Sounds like a team I know.
I think that he's in the process of selling the Penguins for some reason, if I'm not mistaken.
Can he sell us?
I think I can't say that John Henry doesn't care, but there's a couple of things though. How much have we heard from Sam Kennedy this year outside of the Devers trade? Very little.
A little bit.
He was sort of public enemy number one over the winter. So he's kind of pulled back a little bit. I think he knows he's kind of a little bit radioactive. The Red Sox are coming home. Friday night is their first home game since the Devers trade, which I think they cowardly timed for the final game of the last homestand. I mean, you don't have many road trips that are three series long. Like, it's been almost 2 weeks. So another thing is, you know, how comfortable is Sam Kennedy going to be walking around the city of Boston at this point? And I hope nothing will happen to him, and nothing should happen to him. But I think he could be verbally accosted a little bit more when he goes to Dunkin' Donuts to get his coffee. I think the same could be said for Craig Breslow. And I think that in and of itself is going to create some tension here. And it's gonna force some decisions to get made. That's not going to go on forever. Go ahead.
Well, sorry, you hesitated, and I was ready to jump. Just to that point, Terry, and I agree with you, no one should ever feel like they can't walk the streets of Boston. But keep in mind, John Henry only signed Devers because he went to a hockey game and got roundly booed. Like, that was a factor. The timing of him being, as you put it, verbally accosted, and the timing of that signing, there's no way you can convince me that he wasn't in part signing Devers to because of that response. Well,
the Mookie trade was still relatively fresh too, so I think that was influencing it. Like, how do you survive another PR disaster that soon?
No, I'm well, there's multiple factors that went into it. I'm just saying, I believe John Henry thought he could walk into a hockey game at Fenway Park. He could not. And I think it had an immediate impact on his decision to spend that money, which then he got out from underneath anyway. So it's kind of a win-win from his perspective. I hate John Henry. I hate him. I can't stand the cigar picture his wife took after they signed Bregman. I can't stand that he owns all these teams. I can't stand that he believe surrounds himself with people that only kiss his ass. I hate what he's done to the Boston Red Sox. I'm so frustrated. I don't want to rant, but I would do anything to entice him to sell the team to a fan, to a very wealthy group or individuals that are going to buy the team as a fan and want to win.
I think age plays a factor too. I mean, and I hate to bring it to that, but I mean, he's at a point now, it's like, how much longer, even if we were good, like, do you really want to do this? And we're not. Like, can he even mentally sustain long-term building a winner again? Even if it were possible, and I don't even know what the pathway to that is, but even if there was a pathway, how is he going to navigate that at this point? Because right now it's really just him. Sam Kennedy's not. Craig Breslow clearly can't. A lot of it's on Henry because he's the only one who's definitely not going anywhere.
Well, let's go back to last winter real quick. All of our expectations were relatively high for the Red Sox this year. You know, what did they do wrong with the roster? You know, the Buehler thing hasn't worked, so you could point to that. I thought it would work. I liked the signing. It hasn't. He's going to be pitching, I think, on Sunday against Toronto next. But, you know, the Bregman thing was working okay until the quad or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Crochet has worked good.
So Crochet has been unbelievable. I think he has a chance to start the All-Star game. But the team on the days he pitches doesn't hit. And so he's just, he was lights out in this Angels series. He was great. They never really threatened to score. He was dominant. I love everything about Garrett Crochet, his competitiveness, his desire to go after hitters, not give in, all the things that you want from an ace. My biggest issue with the offseason, Terry, to answer your question directly, is the failure to move Casas and get a right-handed bat at first base and balance out the lineup. If we're asking for just one thing, that's my one thing.
Well, for me, for me, it's philosophy. I really don't think philosophy changed that much. And I know that might sound crazy, but let me just kind of break it down here. We took some calculated risks with Walker Buehler, right? Which we've done now the last couple of years with these guys who are kind of fringe. Are they at the end? And I'm not going to compare Walker Buehler to some of the other guys directly, but he's closer to the end than not. Okay. Bregman, who is the big name, was a short-term deal. There's no long-term commitment there from us. We couldn't move Casas. We get Crochet, but we didn't sign him. We traded for him. And then we paid him a pretty fair contract, nothing inordinate at that point. Max Fried was on the board. We balked over a year, and God knows what the money and the figures. We did not commit to anything that's like game-changing and franchise-altering. We didn't grow a pair. We didn't become the Boston Red Sox and go out there and go, you know what? Let's outbid someone with money. Let's overpay a little bit. We didn't.
The only box that didn't get checked off of my list was we needed one more right-handed hitter. And it probably should have came via a trade to free up some of the lefties, whether it was Casas, Abreu, whoever. And I would have been really happy. And I still, to this very moment, don't believe it was a bad winter. To me, it's leadership. That has been what sank us from the very beginning. Leadership in the front office, leadership in the dugout. That's what's killed us. The talent was there, I think, minus one more right-handed bat.
I think you solved the leadership issue in some ways with Bregman. And I haven't heard anything on Crochet as a leader, but he certainly leads by example. So I think the Bregman signing was in part to address that deficiency, Terry.
Well, I didn't really mean from a player standpoint, you know.
You meant from Core and
Core and Breslow. There's just this toxic culture behind the scenes, and I haven't done a deep dive on the Duran stuff yet, but apparently he's rallying the clubhouse against the media, you know? So, I think there might be some remorse that maybe he wasn't the guy that got shipped, but this is a clown show right now. I just think it's all leadership. And I would say philosophy as well, as Chris pointed out. I don't think the kids are being managed well. And eventually, I think you need to get rid of Cora. And the easiest way to do that for ownership is to make Breslow do it. Make him be the bad guy to get rid of Cora. And then get somebody in that can finish the final stages of development for these kids. If you don't make the playoffs, when it was abundantly clear that you wouldn't, and then you didn't even develop the kids in the second half of the season and give them every opportunity to improve in the areas they need to improve, you failed. You just threw this entire season into the toilet and nothing productive became of it.
You know what's funny about the Angels series? Just real quick, a point. You said something, maybe think about it, Terry, that, you know, I think you tweeted about it or you said something in the war room, but I thought it was funny. Alex Cora gets tossed out of the game, and really within moments, we see the Red Sox bunt for the first time all year when we've all been crying, move the runner, move the runner, move the runner. And it was almost like it was intentional, like Vasquez did it as soon as Cora left that game. Of course, in Red Sox fashion, it didn't pan out. It should have. But I don't know. I just thought it was funny that it's like as soon as Cora was out of that game, he took a moment to change the quote-unquote philosophy of the things that we've been reluctant to do that is so obvious to everyone, including us as fans. Like, none of us are GMs. None of us are managers or coaches. But it's like sometimes it's like we all know how to play baseball. We know what you should do. We don't do it at any level.
So you're saying Vasquez should be the manager this weekend?
I would rather have him than Cora at this point. Yes.
Well, guys, my opinion, unfortunately, doesn't really matter because John Henry isn't going to pay for 2 years of Alex Cora not managing his team. I mean, this is the same guy that just sold Devers. So why is he going to cut, you know, have to pay $7 million over the next 2 years per year, so $14 million, and pay another manager?
He doesn't have to. Trade him.
I actually like that.
I mentioned that, I think, the other night. You can absolutely trade him. That's how we got John Farrell. The Blue Jays didn't want to fire him for some reason, but we could trade for him, and we traded Mike Aviles. And that's how that went down.
I wouldn't trade him for a manager. I would trade him for a player. I mean, in the way that we trade, I mean, we'd probably get like a single-A pitcher no one's ever heard of that's missing three fingers. But as long as the other team pays the contract, Henry will be happy. And then we'll be happy because we have to see Cora.
Well, that's all you're going to get because signaling that you're going to trade a manager is also saying that you can also go get him in the offseason after he's fired. So you're not going to get any sort of significant asset unless there's a market and multiple teams competing. So I like that idea if that's a possibility. And I like Alex Cora as a manager. I think he's growing increasingly frustrated. He got thrown out back-to-back games in this Angels series. And I thought the second one was ridiculous. The idea that he was blocking second base, that was such bad base stealing, base running by two players in the same play. I mean, that's tough to do. You know, and I heard his interview before yesterday's game where that same umpire reversed a call against them on that same issue, blocking the base in a Twins game in like early April. And that's why he flipped out. I don't buy it. It's an embarrassment. The embarrassing thing just happened and you lost your patience and you went and got thrown out of the game trying to light the team up because that's the only way you're trying to get to him. There's nothing else he can do to make a change. And I defended Cora last year quite a bit. I was a proponent of the extension. And at this point, he just doesn't feel like he's pushing the right buttons. And I unfortunately, I don't think all those things are his fault. But I also don't, you know, if he's creating infighting and backdoor nonsense and he's going against Breslow and there's no consistency and you know, people being on the same page, then there's got to be changes. And I just, you know, and frankly, to Cora's point, would you want to manage this bleep show? I don't think he does.
Well, he could resign and then get the same exact contract this offseason if if he wanted to manage again. The right team came calling. And as Chris was pointing out, one team that might be interested in him, the Philadelphia Phillies. I think Dave Dombrowski would love reunion. Maybe he loves Rob Thompson, though, and that's just not realistic at all. But Thompson has one less year than Cora, so if the Red Sox took on him, just kind of gave him an audition, I don't know. I don't know how I would feel about that. Another team that could potentially be a fit would be the Atlanta Braves. Brian Snicker has kind of teased retirement here and there. They're having a bad season, and it's a somewhat veteran-laden team, which I think would suit Alex Cora. And so that's just maybe a team that'll be interested. But I don't know. It's a creative way to get out of the contract, but I think a major shakeup has to happen, and I don't know what you're seeing is unprecedented right now. Like, I think Red Sox fans are angrier now than ever. This team is less identifiable as ever. And Jeremy, when you said it right in your opening take, I'm embarrassed to be a Red Sox fan. I literally was looking at my Red Sox hat this weekend being like, why am I wearing this? This is such a meaningless hat. I don't have the pride I used to have in wearing it. Like, people don't look at this hat and think, man, that team is a wagon, you know, four championships. You know, they don't look at that hat and think, you know, Romy Gonzalez, hell of a utility guy. You know, back in the day, they used to be like, wow, you know, Manny Ramirez plays for that team. Big Poppy plays for that team. John Lester plays for that team. It's just a joke. It doesn't.
Here's where I'm at. Number one, I'm not spending any money on any merchandise that's directly going to benefit the financial side of the Red Sox. I'm not doing it. All right. I didn't buy Nesson 360. I went through MLB. I cannot get all the other games as well, although I mostly watch the Red Sox. I am not doing anything that directly benefits the finances of John Henry. It's not going to happen. I'm going back home this week, Friday, and I'm not going to Fenway. I'm going to Worcester. I'd rather go see Polar Park and not sit around and watch younger players, hopefully play good baseball. I never even crossed my mind to go to Fenway Park. And now that it has right now, I won't do it. So that's where I'm at. Anyways.
By the time you get there, maybe Roman Anthony might be there with his friend Campbell. So who knows? But
yeah, I'll see Campbell play. That'll be fun.
I agree with you, Terry, the hat. Like, I mean, I live in New York and, you know, I wear my Red Sox hat all the time when I'm out with the kids. And there was a time when you used to pass by people and they'd give you a dirty look, like Red Sox fan, because they hated you because you made them hate you. Now it's like you get the smirk, like it's a laugh, like, wow, it's a joke. Like, oh, man, he's a Red Sox. What an idiot. And not the good kind of idiot, not the 03 idiot. I'm an idiot, bad idiot. So I'll give you a hypothetical. No, it's not possible. No, it's not going to happen. But just to take your temperature to see where you're truly at. If this was on the table, if you could trade, I know what Terry's going to say, Breslow, Cora, and Duran to the Phillies for just Dave Dombrowski, do you do it?
Yes.
Yeah. I'd love Dave Dombrowski. And I know what he did. I know that it went against the idea of building the program from, you know, high A up and having balance, but he found a way to make us competitive year in and year out, despite injuries, despite failures in the off season. He put us in a position to win every year. So I would much rather have that. We can figure it out later. I mean, if you're committed to spending, you don't necessarily need to wait for the pipeline to produce three guys in one season. So that's where I'm at. I would do it in a heartbeat.
That's the reason I would do it, is he would signal and trigger such a stark difference in what we've seen the last 5 years in philosophy, culture, and an approach to becoming competitive and seeing winning baseball, that I would add on to that. I would trade more than just Duran. Because at this point, like, what are these guys doing for us? Love Duran as a player. We're not very good with him. Like, even Devers. I see so many people up in arms about Devers. We were 530 team with Devers over the course of his tenure here. And I'm not blaming him for that. The reality is we did not have a good team. He was a bright moment during a dark time of Red Sox history. I'll leave it at that.
Well, everyone, let us know on Twitter. Engage with us. Let us know how you feel, especially if you disagree. For those of you that are holding out hope, please, at JTShill20 on Twitter. I'd love to hear your thoughts on why. But for now, we're going to sign off. We are back tomorrow with another episode of Hot Takes. So we will see everyone tomorrow.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.